Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 22, 2020. Fiscal Year 2020 Department Requests, Health and Human Services Appropriations Subcommittee. Fiscal Year 2022 General Fund Department Requests. Departments are requesting a total of $2.072 billion from the general fund, an increase of $84.2 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021, as presented in the table that accompanies this fiscal update article. Other funds requested total $293.7 million, a decrease of $7.5 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Pursuant to Iowa Code Section 8.35A, the Department of Management has until November 15th to adjust any final budget records or department requests. This document will be updated if changes are received after publication. Department on Aging, the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman within the Department of Aging, is requesting an increase of $250,000 in one FTE position compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. The increase will be used to develop new strategies to deliver traditional advocacy services and self-directed advocacy in the COVID-19 post-COVID-19 environment. Department of Human Services, the department is requesting increases for fiscal year 2022 totaling $83.7 million, including a net increase of $76.3 million for the Medicaid program to fully fund the program at the fiscal year 2022 DHS estimate. Please note that this is a decrease of $13.3 million compared to the estimate presented to the DHS Council to reflect the final fiscal year 2022 FMAP rate that was released on September 28, 2020, and a net increase of $7.3 million for the Children's Health Insurance Program to fully fund the program at the fiscal year 2022 DHS estimate. Please note that this is a decrease of $351,000 compared to the estimate presented to the DHS Council to reflect the final fiscal year 2022 FMAP rate. Board of Regents, the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, UIHC, is requesting $200,000 to train two additional psychiatric residents per year. This is a new request for fiscal year 2022. The Department of Public Health received an allocation of $400,000 in fiscal year 2021 for the same purpose. Fiscal year 2022 other funds department requests. The Department of Human Services is requesting a total of $293.7 million from various other funds, a net decrease of $7.5 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. The decrease is due to reduced revenue from both the Health Care Trust Fund, $5.4 million, and the Quality Assurance Trust Fund, $2.3 million, and increased revenue from the Medicaid Fraud Fund, $75,000. Other departments, no other departments in the Appropriations Subcommittee requested any additional funding or made any changes compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Additional information can be found on the LSA webpage, Appropriation Tracking, Department webpages, Budget Unit Briefs, and Medicaid Forecast. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Jess Benson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-689-0598, and Chris Euben, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.